Most Australian women have their babies in hospitals, but a new study suggests that giving birth at home can be just as safe. The Australia-wide study is the first of its kind and looked at more than a million births. It found for low-risk pregnancies, there were fewer complications with home births than with hospital deliveries, as Julia Holman reports.
Push! One, two, three, one more big push. Good.
Like in the movies, most Australian women have their babies in hospitals. But a new study suggests it's no riskier to have a planned home birth than to do it in the labour ward.
Essentially, we found that for healthy women, what we call low-risk women, giving birth in the right circumstances, at home, in the birth centre, in hospital, the rates of risks are very low.
The study's lead author, Professor Caroline Homer from the University of Technology, Sydney, says home births are associated with fewer incidents of induced labour, epidural, vacuum or forceps delivery and C-sections. And there are no difference in the death rates for babies born at hospitals compared with those born at home or in midwife-run birth centres.
So 8,000 home births over a 13-year period. There were 9 deaths in the home birth group. So statistically, there's no difference between giving birth at home or in hospital.
The study looked at 1.25 million births over 13 years. Nationwide, fewer than 0.3% of births take place at the home. And Professor Homer says one reason is that it's very difficult to access a private midwife.
We probably have less than 200 midwives across the country, privately practicing midwives who attend home births. There are about 14 public services across the country.
Dr. Melanie Jackson's a private midwife and has provided home births for a decade. She completed her PhD into births outside the regular hospital system.
I'm quite busy, so I usually are fully booked each month and actually turn women away. So I can't actually meet the demand for women that are coming wanting a home birth.
And you've actually got a client who's in labour right now.
Yes, I do. She rang me this morning. I'm not with her. She rang me this morning and is quite fine and happy to carry on. And then she's just going to ring me when she feels like she needs me.
Dr. Jackson says many women can't access the care they need to have a home birth.
The cost is quite prohibitive. A portion of it is covered on Medicare, but the bulk of it, about 3/4 of the cost, ends up falling to the woman.
And how much out of pocket are women when they have a home birth?
Around $4,000 out of pocket.
And she believes home births carry an unfair stigma.
I think the stigma comes from a lack of understanding about what home birth involves. I think people assume that sometimes that women actually haven't got care and that they're doing it without a care provider. And for so long, we've been told that hospital's a safe place. And so people will instinctively believe that home is not the safe place. I think it's probably ignorance about home birth that leads a lot of people to fear it.
While some midwives want home birth to be made more available, doctors are wary.
I can tell you from personal experience, on a daily basis, things go wrong. And when they go wrong in a hurry. You have minutes to do something to give that child its full potential for the rest of its life.
Dr. Michael Gannon is a Perth obstetrician and gynaecologist and the former head of the Australian Medical Association.
I spend just about every day of my life on a labour ward, and I find the prospect of having to deliver babies, even with the skills I have in the home setting, or for that matter in the birth centre setting, without the team of midwives, anaesthetists, paediatricians, other health experts around me, thoroughly terrifying. I think that there's probably a perception amongst people that it only goes wrong occasionally, but what you might call near misses are common enough. The system we have in Australia, where just short of 99% of babies are born in hospital, is one of the safest in the world. We've got to be very careful not to throw that out.
The study was published today in the British Medical Journal.
Julia Holman with that report.